Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to get this episode started off the same way we get every episode started off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We do really appreciate your ongoing support. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Catherine Strickland, and I work for Pima County in the Attractions and Tourism Department.
Okay.
And right here in the historic Pima County Courthouse building that where we're sitting right now.
This is your office?
This is my office right upstairs, which is a huge blessing.
Very
it's a beautiful place.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so how long have you been working here for?
So I've actually been at the county for almost 18 years, but this
oh, wow.
building itself just for about three.
Okay.
It was recently renovated.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. And so and now it's a tourist attraction and
yeah.
a public amenity, which is awesome, instead of actually private businesses.
Okay.
Offices. Yeah.
So tell me what is like this facility. We haven't had a chance to like walk around. All we saw was like you have a bunch of beautiful fountains and stuff, but
yeah.
we haven't actually like went into the building yet.
Okay.
We had a beautiful security guard. He was so nice.
Oh, good.
He was telling us all about like how
yeah.
it was shut down for a few years and
yep.
then renovated and opened, but
yeah.
he didn't get into details on what it's all about.
Sure. So it was previously used for county offices. But now it's housing a coffee shop right underneath the dome.
Okay.
That brews local coffee and features local pastries.
Okay. Okay.
And then right behind you is the University of Arizona Gem and Mineral Museum,
okay.
which was located actually on the U of A property, but
okay.
has now expanded into this beautiful, like, world-class museum over here.
Okay.
Definitely check that out.
Yeah.
And then behind me is the Southern Arizona Heritage and Visitor Center.
Okay.
And so in part. Partnership with Visit Tucson, we have opened this basically a center to give an overview of all the things there is to do and some history on Pima County in Southern Arizona.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, so all often right. we introduce them in the visitor center and say
yeah.
your first stop is the museum.
Yeah.
And then upstairs we have some exhibits on John Dillinger.
Who's he?
He's actually a legendary criminal from the 30s that robbed a bunch of different banks all over the U.S., but was actually caught here
okay.
in the Hotel Congress area.
Oh, so neat.
Yeah.
So much history here.
Yeah. So his the courtroom where he was arraigned was restored, and that's actually an exhibit for people to enjoy with an audio-visual piece.
Okay.
So effectively, the whole building has been opened up to the public with the exception of just some county offices and
right.
our partners at Visit Tucson.
Okay,
yeah.
very cool. That's awesome. Now, how long have you been living in Tucson for?
I was born here, actually.
You're the first yeah. person that we've talked to who's born and raised here.
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as somebody who's local to this community, the one thing that I'm finding out about Tucson in America is there's like a lot of other places that you could potentially go to for opportunities.
Sure.
And they're not that far away, like where we are. Fort McMurray, the closest like real city is Edmonton, which is like four
okay.
and a half hours away.
Yeah.
What keeps you in Tucson?
There's so much to do here.
Yeah.
So if you like anything outdoors,
mm-hmm.
we have really, really nice weather most of the year. Obviously, our summers are warm.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of access to hiking, beautiful hiking. Pretty much anywhere in the city, you can get to a hiking trail within 15, 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Get up into the mountains in the summer to cool down.
Right.
So a lot of outdoor, it's a popular location for stargazing too at night because of our dark skies.
Yeah.
We also have a very active cycling community here.
Like like pedaling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have something called the Chuck Huckleberry Loop, which is about a 140-mile contiguous bike path around our community.
Okay.
With no traffic. Okay. So cyclists from all over will come here just to ride, to practice. Right. We've had people move here for that.
Okay.
Really, really neat amenity.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, there's something that you talked about before, but I got to throw to an ad first. So
sure.
Let's throw to an ad, and we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Okay, and we're right back. You were saying, like, right behind me is, like, crystals and gems and stuff from the University of Arizona,
that's
U of
correct.
A.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Fort McMurray, there's a pretty decent community of women and men who are into, like, crystals, and they were saying when they found out I was coming here that in January or February, there's, like, a big crystal thing here, or gem
The
thing.
Gem show, yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about
show.
That to me?
Sure.
Like, if you know anything about that?
Yeah, so... basically, that's a bunch of different vendors that come from all over the world
okay.
with variety of fossils, gems, and minerals.
Okay.
And it's the show itself takes a couple of weeks and is all over the community.
Yeah. A couple of weeks.
Well, it runs for like a week of setup and then it goes on for about 11 days.
Okay.
Sometimes longer, depending on how many vendors we have.
Okay.
So, so it's a big deal for our community. We have anywhere from, I think, like 40 shows, so 40 different locations.
Okay.
Some are smaller and kind of more exclusive. Some are just open to the public.
Mm.
But it's a great opportunity to get any of your... to get anything from a rare mineral to a fossil to
right.
gems for commercial use, yeah.
And so why did that start here? Is that native to this land that there's a lot of crystals and gems and fossils? Or like how did that originate?
You know, I don't actually know how it got started initially.
Yeah.
But it's a huge pull for mm-hmm. and an economic impact in our community. And
yeah.
just having the Gem and Mineral Museum here
yeah.
now
yeah, yeah.
and having it showcased properly is
yeah.
a huge benefit.
Yeah.
We can host a lot of events here for people that come out of town
right.
for that event, and
yeah, yeah.
and they can see gems that are local to Arizona and Mexico because there's an exhibit within there.
Oh.
I mean, it's bigger than that, but there
yeah.
is also a local exhibit, which is
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as a local, born and raised here, you'd be the expert in my next question for you. Myself and Tanner, we're just walking around. Our Airbnb is literally like... across the street from the university.
Okay.
What should we go check out?
Do you have transportation or are you just looking for stuff close?
Doesn't matter. I
okay.
can make transportation.
Okay, perfect. So, like I said, if you're outdoors at all, I would definitely go to the Desert Museum, the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum.
Okay.
It's about a 15-minute drive from downtown, which isn't far from here, from
okay.
the U of A where you're staying.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful drive up Gates Pass is what it's called, and it
okay.
affords this amazing view of the Sonoran Desert. Lots of saguaros everywhere.
Right.
Great place for sunset.
Okay.
But definitely check them out. They're a living desert museum, so you'll see
okay.
animals. You'll see
oh, really?
Some exhibits. There's actually a stingray touch museum or
oh,
exhibit.
Okay.
Birds. I mean, just all kinds of cool things. You can hike in their trails that they have.
Okay.
They actually also have a small cave with some gems and minerals as well.
Neat.
So yeah, definitely that's a great overview. And then if you're into aerospace history at all, I would say Pima Air and
right.
Space Museum is
yes.
awesome.
I've heard about this
one of
place.
The largest. Yeah,
right.
just a great collection. What they've done there is just a really nice display
right.
And
right.
great tours.
Right, okay.
So check them out for sure, too.
Okay.
And then since you're going to be located near here, I would
yeah.
say spend some time downtown.
Yeah.
Do the Turquoise Trail, which is right out here. There's a big turquoise line that goes around downtown.
Okay.
You can get the brochure in our visitor center, and
okay.
that points out all of these historical icons and
great.
Items of significance to check
nice.
Out. Yeah. So,
okay.
And then eat. I'm sure you've heard about it, but we're
yeah.
a city of gastronomy, so definitely.
Where's your favorite restaurant?
Oh my gosh, it changes all the time. I love so
right
many.
Now, what is it? It's like, I'm only here for 3 days, give or take. So as of right now,
okay.
if you could go out for lunch, like today, Because it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Where are you going to eat?
So I would definitely check out one of the El Charro properties. They have amazing Mexican food.
Yeah, they're like the original Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
That's just there's one right over there.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm, that's a great one.
Okay.
And then if you want something kind of different, I like the Parish for dinner. They're a Southern gastropub.
Okay.
Amazing food.
Okay.
They also have the Delta, which is downtown, and they kind of mix it up a little bit, have smaller plates as well.
Okay.
Really good.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with Hotel Congress on the Cup. Cafe, that's classic, and that has the history of the Dillinger, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check them all out.
Cool. Well, listen, thank you very much for sitting down with me.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Now, before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug.
Okay.
So, you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Have fun. I would just say come see us in Pima County, in Southern Arizona. Definitely make the historic courthouse a stop on your visit. We will show you all the things there are to do. And if you want to extend your stay, which we encourage, you can easily do day trips from here that are a lot of fun.
Right.
We have great weather so much of the year.
Yeah.
And a lot of outdoor events. Come see us in March, like February or March are really fun, busy months.
Okay.
We have the golf tour. We have a U of A book festival, spring fair, lots of fun. So never a shortage of things to do. I would just say come see us.
Okay, cool. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our sponsors. Thank you for your ongoing support. And everybody at home, we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.